Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the only one who has the burning heart.
when you talk to me. My heart is burning when I'm in your presence.
Good morning. Thank you guys so much for joining us on this morning on this Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, we have a very exciting show for you guys today. We want to make sure that you guys know that number to call in. If you guys are listening in via the Worldwide Web, that number is 563-999-3628. Call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection on the air, our Man Up Monday broadcast will be starting here shortly. Listen, we're going to go ahead and let you listen to some more great music. You guys, we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Hallelujah.
Because of your prayers for me, I'm still here. I'm stronger, and I'm better.
Yes,
hey, can you switch in now? Had a hard time, had a hard time, had a hard time.
was my cue right there. I gotta go. Bishop Staff. I made it. I made it.
Thank you, Lord. Throughout everything that happened, we made it. Storms, rain, heartache and pain, disappointments, letdowns, people turning their back on us, people walking away from us, we made it. The ones that said they were going to be there, they ain't there no more, we made it. The ones who lied on us and talked about us, we made it. The ones that sat back and said that we weren't going to be accomplishing what we're accomplishing right now, we made it. God, we thank you because we made it, Lord. We made it. We made, Lord, y'all forgive me because that did something for me this morning. I don't know if anybody else that's under the sound of my voice this morning can understand what it is to make it even despite what everybody else has said, despite how bad they talked about you, despite how they turned their back on you, despite how they threw snares and traps to try to make you stumble and fall, and you still here? God, you are amazing. God, we thank you. God, we made it. God, we made it. Father, we made it. We could have gave up a long time ago. We could have threw the towel in a long time ago. We could have stopped trying a long time ago. We could have laid on the floor kicking and screaming a long time ago. But because God, he saw us in our, God, help me right through here. He saw us in our most vulnerable state. And instead of him walking away, he said, come on in, son. Come on in, daughter. Come on in a little closer. It's going to be okay. I know this is Man Up Monday, but I feel a testimony service building up in my belly right now. I just want to say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for all that you've done. God, I know the spite that the enemy wanted this not to conquer. That I know the spite that this enemy did not want this thing to prosper. I know, God, that the enemy had all types of plans set up and ready to destroy us. But God, I thank you, oh God. I thank you for you being God and being God all by yourself. Yeah, today is a good, yes, God, thank you. Today is a good day to be victorious. Yeah, today is a good, hey, God, thank you. Thank you, Father. Today is a good day to be victorious. Today, man, listen. Today is a good day to keep on fighting. Today is a good day to stand there. Oh, Lord, to stand in your truth. Come here. Let me help you. What's the truth of the matter is? The truth of the matter is that, oh, Lord, everything that the devil tried, it did not work. Yeah. You you need Bible, let me give you all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are the called according to your purpose. God, thank you that this thing that I was in had purpose. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, because I understand now. I know. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Despite my tears, despite my disappointments, despite my letdowns, but despite my letouts, God, thank you that you made it work for my good. And in the end, Lord, and in the end, We'll see a greater victory. You already see victory, but in the end, you're going to see greater. Oh, you need Bible. You're more than a conqueror. Come here, let me help you this morning. You're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Just keep on pressing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know I ain't supposed to start the service and start Man Up Monday off like that. Let me do it the way that y'all expect. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Get our Man Up Monday broadcast. None other than yours truly, Apostle, Chief Apostle Donald Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about what God is doing on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. He is continually to show himself God and show himself mighty and show himself great, and we're just thankful to all of you all that are listening in via the World Wide Web. Remember, you can call in, and that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1. And when you press that 1 button, that acknowledge that you want to either speak or you just want to share your testimony, or maybe you just want to tell us how the broadcast is blessing you. We want to make sure that we acknowledge you and acknowledge the fact that you want to come on in and just share and say something on this morning. So again, you are welcome to come on in. That number again, 563-999-3628, press 1. And we will acknowledge you and we'll let you know that you could come on in and we'll speak with you or you'll speak to us and we'll just share on this morning. Now listen, those of you all that are listening in, y'all get ready. We have a fantastic guest on this morning, none other from all the way from Louisiana, our brother, our friend, none other than Pastor Martin B. Scott will be with us on this morning. He will come and bring the word to you guys, to the men on this morning. Again, that is Pastor Martin B. Scott will be with us on this morning. So listen, but you know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we go another further, let us pray. And when we pray, we're going to share our scripture, and then we're going to acknowledge all of those great countries that are listening in, and want to say to you again, thank you for your continued support and continuing connecting with us and coming on board to be a part of this Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you. We appreciate you, and we thank God for you. Amen. Amen. So we want to go ahead and go into our effectual fervent prayer. If you guys don't mind, lend me your hearts for a moment as we go into our prayer. Father God, we thank you for these under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, we pray today, God, that a word will be spoken. God, that a word will be spoken on today that will encourage, inspire, and strengthen someone. God, we pray, Lord God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in your sight, God, that as we go forth on today, God, we go forth in power. God, we don't go forth in ourselves, but Lord, we go forth in you and know, God, that in the midst of this, God, you are God and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, Master, there is no other. So we trust in you, oh God. And we look toward the hills which come in our help, and our help comes from you. God, we thank you for grace. We thank you for peace. We thank you for power, Father, and we thank you for wisdom. We thank you for hope, God, because we understand in these things, oh God. God, we are greater. We are greater daily in these things because of who you have created us to be. So we want to just say thank you, God, for creating us, God. God, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. God, we thank you, Lord, that our work is not in vain. God, we understand, God, that our good works is as filthy rags. But Lord, we thank you for acknowledging the fact that we have the audacity to keep on working in the vineyard despite what the enemy has said. We'll continue to work and we'll continue to fight and we'll continue to press on in this thing that you have called us to press on into. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. You'll find us this morning in our scriptural reading, 1 Corinthians 3:16. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Now, I love how this reads. I love how this reads. So y'all excuse me if I get a little bit excited. It says, know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. I'm going to read that again because that got me excited. Know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Oh my God. So y'all excuse me. I got a little excited. I ain't gonna touch it because that did something for me this morning. He messed me up with that one because when I went to go look for my scripture, that popped out to me. I'm like, okay God, don't do this to me. It's too early in the morning for that. I ain't gonna tap dance on it, but that's a blessing for somebody. Somebody, let me help you real quick. Those of you all that's sick in your body, those of you all that's dealing with things that watch this here. Can we be real for real for real for real? Those of you all that deal with addictions and things in your body, see, watch this here. Oh Lord, you know what? I wasn't supposed to do this. Those of you all that are in the body of Christ and you're trying to get there, but you still have a struggle. Can I help you real quick? This is your healing scripture. It says, "Know ye that your body is the temple of God." Did you know that you are the temple of God? That you are God. You are a temple, and the Spirit of the Lord dwells in you. Come here, let me help you. You got to understand first off that you, number one, that you the vessel. And number two, that he is the filler of the vessel. Okay, I said I wasn't gonna touch that. That was free. Y'all gonna get on and put that in y'all pocket and take that with y'all this morning. Y'all are you the temple of God, and the Spirit of the Lord dwells in you. Don't even worry about it. Don't trip. I know you stumble. I know you fall. I know you have, I know you have problems. I know you deal with your issues, but you got to understand, number one, your place. And number two, you got to understand that you have a guide when you know your place. Oh, Lord. Okay. I'm going to leave y'all alone. It's too early in the morning. It's too early in the morning to be making y'all shout and act up like that. But that's my morning encouragement to somebody. That's my morning encouragement to somebody. Don't give up yet. Yeah, you still got work to do. You got work to do. Come on here. You got work to do. Y'all ain't no single, but you got work to do. Don't trip. Listen, we want to acknowledge our countries. Let me go ahead on and move to the next thing before I get too excited. Watch this. We're so excited about these guys coming and listening in. No matter where you guys are listening in, what time frame you're listening in to us on, we want to say thank you. 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 We are so blessed. We are so excited. We thank God for each and every last one of you that are listening in. Here's my two-minute soapbox moment. Y'all know I take a two-minute soapbox moment. I'm going to give y'all my soapbox moment, and we're going to move on. There are some of these wonderful people that are listening in via the World Wide Web, whether they're listening in on a little internet box or whether they have a phone where they're connecting to us to listen in and they're hearing us right now. I want to encourage you and tell you that your fight is not in vain. Know that your warfare is not for nothing. Know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We trust in God. which some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we shall trust in the name of the Lord. And the name of the Lord is a high tower. And they that love him shall run in, and they are safe. So know that no matter what the enemy may be bringing your way, know that God's hand is on your life. Now, I want you to, those of us that are listening in, that are listening via the World Wide Web, those of you all that got your ears on listening real good, I want you to take out the time today. I want you to take out the time today to pray for these countries. Now, I know for a fact that we may not be able to hear. Watch this here. You may not be able to remember each and every name that I'm going to call out. So I want you to take out. Lord, bless the ones that are listening in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Not just on Man Up Monday, but on Women's Day Thursday. There are countries that are listening in because Apostle Kashima does her Women's Day Thursday. And so I want you to pray for those men that listen in and the women that listen in. I want you to pray for those that gather around and listen into this Worldwide Gospel Connection. I want you to intercede for them. I want you to pray with them and pray for them, okay? So we want to go ahead on and make sure we acknowledge those great countries and tell you publicly, we thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. And we want you to know that we are praying for you. You have a whole community, a whole family that is praying for you. So know that your work is not in vain, especially those of you all that are missionaries and apostles that are establishing churches, pastors that have birthed churches in these countries. We want you to know that your work is not in vain. We're praying for you, man of God. We're praying for you, woman of God, that your work, the working of your hand, my brothers and my sisters, is not in vain. We are praying for you, and know that God has a greater work that is coming to your hands. Just be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and he shall make that thing come to pass. So do not get weary in well-doing. Do not get weary in well-doing. Amen? Amen. So we want to make sure we acknowledge those countries. We have reached 29 countries now, ladies and gentlemen. We have picked up another country, so I'm going to go ahead and acknowledge all of those countries. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have the United Kingdom. We have Paris, France. We have Japan. We have South Africa. I'm sorry. We have South Korea. We have Ireland. We have India. We have Portugal. We have the Netherlands. We have Italy. We have Thailand. We have Romania. And we just picked up Hungary. So we are now officially in 29 countries, ladies and gentlemen. We're in 29 countries, and we're just excited because we are continuing to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ across this country, and we're just thankful. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I see that our speaker is on. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and right after that, we're going to bring him in. Listen, remember to call a friend and tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. You guys continue to listen in and be a part of this that we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Draw
good morning and welcome. Welcome back to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, our guest is on. I cannot hold a man of God any longer. I want to present to some and introduce to others none other than our brother, our friend here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than Pastor Martin B. Scott. Man of God, you have the floor. Please bless the people, man.
Good morning. Good morning, men and women of God. It is just a pleasure to be with you again on today. We're just thankful to God for all that he has done and all that he is doing in our everyday life. And we just thank him for allowing us to be able to yet see another day. God, we just want to say a quick prayer. God, we thank you for this moment, this hour, this day. Pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would use not only myself, but every vessel that's on this line today, whether they're here in the United States or wherever they're coming in from abroad and all of the different countries and regions that they're in, dear God. We ask for special anointing and blessing upon your men of God, that you would just do the work within us so that we can do the work within this community, within the communities that we're in. God, strengthen us to be stronger brothers with one another, to where we can reach out to one another for strength, for endurance, and to help us through the time of trial. We just thank you for it. We praise you for it. For us in your son Jesus' name, we thank you and pray. Amen. Amen. It is good to be here. Pastor, we thank you for the opportunity to be here and to share with the men and women of God that's online today. We just want to bring a few points to mind. We have been listening to this powerful, powerful kingdom-minded man that and we have been tuning in and just sitting and listening to everyone share. And I'm just grateful for all of the vision and the visionaries that's been on here to help us see ourselves in a different light. But those of you that know anything about me, a little bit about me, y'all know I like to deal with our heads, our minds, our mental capacities, and the way that we as people think. We're going to look at this a couple of the scriptures today to help us to help encourage our walk with Christ. Proverbs chapter 23, verse number 17, in that A section, it says this: "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." And when we look at this whole entire chapter, this chapter is talking about a whole lot of stuff. It got a whole lot of meat in there. For the sake of time, because I have to be back to a meeting here shortly at work, I'm going to have to just cut right down to this scripture here. There are so many different things, if you look up there, that leads to this scripture right here. And this scripture tells us and lets us know that for as we, as men and all women, let's put it like this, for such as a person thinketh in their heart, so are they. So we, brothers and sisters, we have to understand that we're simply a reflection of what we think about. We are a shadow of the physical that our mind has done, you know. And when we place things and allow things to sit on our mind that's not of God and that's negative, we have to understand, we have to realize, and we have to know that that is things that are keeping us from being the kingdom-minded man or woman that God would have us to be. And I just believe, brothers and sisters, that we have to get our thought processes aligned with the word of God. It does say right here in the Proverbs, for such as we think, that's what we are. Not could be what we are, but that's what we are. If I have this saying that, that if you are depressed, you need to find out what's out of whack in your life, not just what's out of whack in your thought processes, but what's out of whack in your life. The reason we think crooked and the reason we think crazy is because our life is out of whack. We're no longer lined up with the will and the way of God. So because our life is out of whack, it could be that our chemical imbalance is out of whack. It could be that sickness causes us to be out of whack. It can cause stress, can cause us to be out of whack. We have to figure out what is it that's on our mind that's keeping us down. You know, and so many of us, and a lot of times I sit in counseling sessions and talk with people, and they say that they're all right, but in essence, they're not all right. You know, they say they're all right, so they don't have to go into a whole lot of different things, but in essence, they're really not all right. And you ask them what's on their mind, and they say absolutely, positively nothing. When, brothers and sisters, if we all just be honest with ourselves, we always have something going on inside our little bitty mind and our little bitty head So that's just a way that we just kind of push things off to not even have to worry about. Now, I'm not saying that all of the time we have something on our mind, because there are times that people ask me what's on my mind, and it really is absolutely positively nothing. I'm not thinking about anything. I'm not even thinking about what Jesus just did for me. But what I am thinking, what I do have to understand is that whenever the complexity of our faith shows that our mind is being used, we have the tendency to not want to allow people into our areas because we are fearful, we are fretful that the things that we say may come back to haunt us at some time or another. But brothers, we need to find somebody, and sisters, you need to find somebody that we connect with so that we could share our mind, let the release the things that's on our mind, because a lot of times the problems come simply because we refuse to release it. And it's kind of like when we're coming to Christ, we don't want to accept him because we don't want to release that what we're holding on to. So we need to find a release mechanism so that the pressure will not continue to build up, because y'all know what the saying is, that pressure will make you pop. And when your mind is not right, when your mind is off balance, when your thinking is off balance, then your entire life, physically, spiritually, mentally, economically, socially, will totally be off balance. For such as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you're thinking anger thoughts, it's going to come out in your life. If you're thinking deceitful thoughts, is going to come out in your life. If you're thinking negative thoughts, is going to come out in your life. So whatever we think, and that's what we're going to portray in our everyday life. And so many of us think about things and think about things and think about things that we think, the things that we're thinking about are the things that we're trying to give a response to. So we'll think about a response to something before we think about what's actually going on around us. So such as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, if it's a person, brothers, we sometimes get distracted. Sometimes our thought patterns get thrown off. And sometimes we delay doing things that we need to do, and that's simply because of the thought patterns that we have in our life. You know, some of us men and women, we are professional and spiritual procrastinators. Professional and spiritual procrastinators. We procrastinate against the things that we need to do in life, that we need to accomplish in life. We procrastinate and we wait to the last possible minute, not realizing that it's a part of our thought process of I have time. Somebody I talked to a few months ago, I was talking to them about Christ, and they said, "Oh, preacher, I'm young, I have time." But then that came the time where I had to pray on their funeral service. But time there is, I believe the old folk used to say like this, time there is will be no more. So instead of us looking at the fact that we have time to correct things and to do things in life, because it causes us, because if you are a procrastinator in your personal life, you will be a procrastinator in your kingdom building life. And we have to change our mindset. We have to change our mindset, brothers and sisters, when we're getting ready to share the word of God, if we procrastinate on preparing, then we won't be able to deliver the word of God that the people need to have so that they will not be procrastinators. We have to look at our minds. The United Negro College Fund said, "The mind is a terrible thing to waste." You know, and I believe whoever came up with that phrase or that slogan or that saying, they was in touch with the will of God, for knowing that such as a man thinks, so is he. If you waste your thoughts, you waste your mind. If you waste your position in Christ, you waste your pleasures that Christ has to offer to you. But we have to understand that when we think things negatively, we get results negatively. If we think, the Bible says that we have to think ourselves happy so that physically, emotionally, we could, and spiritually, we could be happy. You know, I just believe that such as a man think, or a woman think in their heart, that's what they are. And then also when it comes down to thinking, I think about the scripture here in Romans chapter 12, verse number 2, where it says, be not conformed to this world. Don't be like this world is. Don't allow this world to dictate to you how you should or should not think and lift up the word of God and lift up the name of Jesus. We have to understand, brothers and sisters, when we are conformed to this world, we thinking like this world. When we are conformed to this world, we're thinking like this world. When we are conformed to this world, we think like the right wing and the left wing. When we are conformed to this world, we vote like the left wing and the right wing. You know, instead of us voting our spiritual conviction, but we allow ourselves to be conformed to this world simply because we was brought up Republican, we was brought up Democrat, we was brought up other. And I just want us to understand, brothers and sisters, that when it comes to life and when it comes to God, we ought not be conformed to the likeness of this world. For if we conform to the likeness of this world, God, that would have us as believers to be extinct and totally wiped away. But when we are not conformed to this world, when we have been transformed by the renewing of our mind, a transformed mind is a kingdom-minded mind. A conformed mind is a kingdom destruction mind. And we need to understand that either we're going to build the kingdom or destruct the kingdom. We're going to either build up the kingdom, lift up the kingdom, or we're going to hold it down and tear it down. We have to understand which one we are going to be. And with our mind, such as a man think it in his heart. If a man thinketh like this world thinketh, he's always thinking an eye for an eye, and good golly almighty, a tooth for a tooth. I'm so glad that I don't live in that world anymore. I have the ability to just be able to walk away from a hostile situation and totally be done with it. Once I have thought about it and looked at it, and even if I'm in the wrong, and once I ask for forgiveness, whether the other person received it or not, you know, that people that I had wronged earlier in life when I was younger, and I came back down the road and asked for forgiveness, and they refused to accept the forgiveness, I didn't let that hold me back. I didn't let that hold me down. My job as a believer, remember, such as we think in our heart, that's what we is. When we offer our apology, we just move on. And if they don't accept it, we just move on and let them continue to think the way they need to think, or to think the way that they want to think. You know, I'm just, and I could turn around and I could be friendly to you, and even in the midst of adversity, you know. So as men of God and as women of God, especially those of us that are leaders in the body of Christ, we have to understand that they're going to be people that just totally tick us off. And when they tick us off, we still have to love them. We still have to respect them. We still have to smile with them. We still have to converse with them. We don't, you know, it's not like your own personal life. You can cut people out. But when you are a leader, no matter how wrong somebody do you in the body of Christ, it's your job and your responsibility to be there and to stand there on the word of God. Because remember, such as you think in your heart, and if you think you want to cut them, one day you just might cut them. You know, we just have to understand, if you're thinking it in your heart, such that that's what you're going to do. So the Bible says in Romans chapter 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. And like I said a little earlier, when we are transformed from the complexities of this world, we are transforming our life into a kingdom-minded life. And we're transforming our mind to a kingdom-like mind. And God wants us as men and women to be kingdom-minded. It's not about us building up ourselves. It's not about us shouting to church. It's not about us getting a good amen corner. But it's about us building the kingdom of God. A kingdom-minded man is about building the kingdom of God one person at a time. Not a whole group, not a whole selected group, but one person at a time. You find somebody that used to think the way you thought, and you build them up to where they can start thinking the way you're thinking. For such as a man think in his heart, so is he. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, and that transformation come by renewing your mind. When you renew your mind is stayed on Jesus. The old folk used to sing the song, I woke up this morning with my mind. Yeah, I remember when I was a little boy, they said stayed on Jesus. I'm preaching and I'm teaching with my mind. Stayed on Jesus. I'm reading and I'm praying with my mind. Stayed on Jesus. That's how we as believers and men of God, kingdom-minded men, kingdom-minded women, have to be. We have to have our mind stayed on Jesus. When people come in and say, you can't, your mind ought to be shifted to Jesus, but Jesus said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. When the kingdom come, when the world come in and say, you about to die, you can say, okay, I understand what you're saying, but by Jesus Christ, I'm going to be healed. I may not make it in this physical life, but I know that I got a new body on the other side. Come on, somebody. Oh, man, I felt that right there. Some of us need to understand that we are so concerned about the issues of life that we have just denounced the word of God. The word of God is the word of God today. It was the word of God yesterday. It's going to be the word of God tomorrow. And if the promises was true in the word of God last year, it's true this year, it's going to be true next year. Because the Bible declares all the promises of God to the kingdom-minded man and kingdom-minded woman are yes and amen. The reason why a lot of us are not receiving from God is our mind kingdom-minded? Have we been set? Is our eyes set and locked on the star pole in glory, which is Christ Jesus? I'm just glad to know that in life that we live, that such as I think, that's what I am. If I think I'm rich, baby. If I think that I'm prospering, baby. We have to understand. The Bible says we have to call some things that be not as if they were. The Bible says we have to cast our bread upon the water. It'll come back. You know, the Bible says that if the axe handle fall down, if the axe fall down in the water, it shall rise again. I'm just glad to know that I serve a God that allowed me to take the mind that I had, to transform it over and not be able to lose any of my wit or any of my abilities that I had before I came to Christ. Just change the way I think about it and look at how I, you know, I used to could flip a dollar into 10, but you know, now I look at in the body of Christ, what do I have to do? What shall I, the Bible says, if a kingdom-minded man is like this, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? I took the dollar that he gave me, I planted that seed and it brought me an increase. Therefore, I was able to give another dollar or two or three because the mindset has been transformed and by the renewing of my mind so that I could see things a whole lot clearer. I just thank God that he has taught me that I am a kingdom-minded man, and because my mind is made up and my mind is set on the things of God, that we as men and women, when we began to think in our heart, then our mind has been transformed and conformed to the likeness of this world, not from the likeness of this world into the likeness of God's word, then we have received the power to do the next thing. And the next thing is, it says that when I was a child, I spoke like a child. When I was a child, I thought like a child. When I was a child, I reasoned like a child. In other words, before I became, when I was conformed to the likeness of this world, I spoke like a child. When I was conformed to the likeness of this world, I thought like a child. When I was conformed to the likeness of this world, I reasoned like I was a child. But when my mind was made up, when I took the road of Romans and confessed with my mouth and believed in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, my such as a man thinking his heart changed. My conformed mindset to this world changed and was transformed to the likeness of God. And when it was transformed to the likeness of God, I started doing things a little different. I no longer spoke like a child. I no longer thought like a child, and I no longer reasoned like a child. But then I became a grown man. I became a kingdom-minded man. We became a kingdom-minded men and women. They got to keep the women included in it. We became kingdom-minded men and women, and becoming kingdom-minded men and women, we began to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And when we was transformed by the renewing of our mind, we started to do things differently. We didn't speak, then think, then reason. We started thinking first. Yeah. Because First Corinthians 13:11 said, then I, when I became a man, I thought like a man. And when I thought like a man, I thought about what was going on. I thought about what just happened. And then after I stopped thinking about it, I started reasoning within myself. I started talking to myself. I started having a conversation with God about it. I started having this conversation, and sometimes the conversation, I'm trying to continue to go in the way of the world, but God is trying to get me to shift. So we having a conversation, a dialogue backwards and forth. And he said, and now after you done thought about this thing, now the Bible, then we come and start reasoning with one another about it. The Bible says, come, let us reason together. Let us discuss this thing. Let us have a debate about what's really going on. Come, let us reason together, say the Lord. So I thought, after I was transformed and became kingdom-minded, I started thinking first. Then I started reasoning about it so I can get a good, clear understanding of what I thought about. And after I thought about it and got a good, clear understanding of what I thought about, then I was able to start speaking. That's why I can say, by his stripes, I'm here. That's what a kingdom-minded man say. Instead of saying, I can't afford to give it, but the kingdom-minded said, I'm going to give it, and I'm going to see where he said in his word, prove me where I can see. If I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive. You see, a kingdom-minded man is the one that knocks and the door and expect the door to be open. The kingdom-minded man is the one that asks and expect to receive what he asked for. The kingdom-minded man is the man that looks for it and really know that I'm going to find what I'm looking for. When your mind is kingdom-minded, you can knock on it, the door going to be open. You can ask for it, it's going to be given to you. You can look for it, you're going to find it. As a kingdom-minded man is stable in all of his ways. Your decision may falter, your decision may fail, but that don't mean you unstable, because you're looking at Jesus first. Because you're a kingdom-minded man, will seek first the kingdom of God, will seek after his righteousness, and when he seek after the kingdom of God and he seek after his righteousness, all of the other things that the kingdom-minded man didn't even want, desire, or need, God is start pouring out those things into his life. That's what happened when we kingdom-minded. You see, when we're worldly-minded, when we are still living our life and thinking to the conformity of the way the world is today, if we look at the way things are going today, we would begin to worry and to fret over the things that's happening in society based off of the leaders that we have, based off of the rumors that we've heard, based off of the fact that there may be wars coming up. We would all be concerned and worried and running around like dogs tucked with tails tucked between our legs. But when you are kingdom-minded, you know we're going to walk by faith and not by sight. We're going to walk by faith and not by what we hear. We're going to walk by faith. And in walking by faith, if you're kingdom-minded, man or woman, your walk by faith is you're not even looking at the road, but you keep on walking. If God say go north, you're going to keep going north. You're going to keep going north, whether you're going up a hill or whether it seems like the hill's stopping and you're going to drop off the side of the earth. You just keep on walking. That's what faith is. When you can't see your way out, that you walking out of it anyway. We as believers and when we as kingdom-minded men and women, we need understand that there comes a time in life where we have to continue to keep on walking, keep on pushing, keep on pressing, and keep on going. A kingdom-minded man, a kingdom-minded man. Let's talk about our Jesus for just a moment before we get out of here. And we have to find out that this man named Jesus, he said this one thing. He said, if you destroy the temple in 3 days, I will
build it up.
We have to understand, and I know my time is up. I got to get over here to this meeting at my job, but I got to tell you this little bit of this story. But one day he died on the cross. He was buried in the grave.
Yeah.
That third day, actually got up with all power in his hand. And I want us to understand today, my brothers and my sisters, that when you are a kingdom-minded man, you can speak that this may happen, but yet you're going to rise again. So don't let your problems keep you down. Just rise again. Don't let your situations keep you down. Rise again. A kingdom-minded man is not unstable in all of his ways, but a kingdom-minded man is stable in all of his ways. I'm so glad we had this time together. I have to get out of here. I'm sorry. I had to rush in and rush out. It's a Monday morning at work, and I have things to pop up, and I got to get back to take care of. But I want y'all to understand this, that as a kingdom-minded man, when things come up and things have to change at the last minute, we ought to be wise enough to understand and wise enough to know that sometimes cooler head prevails over everything else that comes about. So as a child of God, we have to remember to keep the same mindset of Christ and not keep pushing at something when something has been inevitable in your life that is going to change. Just go ahead, allow the change to happen, and sit back and see what God's fixing to do about the change that the world has brought your way. I'm so glad we had this time together. I love y'all. I pray that God will continue to bless each and every ministry and minister that's on this line. And I just pray that we would all just reach in our pockets and help this ministry so that this ministry can continue to go all over the lands and the countries all over. If y'all on Facebook, look at the flyer. The addresses are on there for you to be able to give electronically. And I'm just sure that the ministry and the minister, man of God, the apostle, they would just
amen. Preachers, apologize. My call dropped. So you know what? That just lets me know that God is in the and the devil is upset. He just irritated there, agitated behind what you spoke on this morning. But listen, we want to go ahead on and turn our hands toward it. Put your hand toward the phone or just go ahead on and just lift your mind toward Jesus right now as we pray for Pastor Scott. For sharing that amazing word with us on this morning. Doc, I'm telling you, I don't know if you're still with us or not, but Doc, you bless me. You bless me, Doc. You literally blessed me this morning. I am just excited about what God had you to share with the people of God on this morning. And I'm telling you, man, that was an amazing, amazing, amazing word that you shared with us on this morning. We're going to go ahead on and we're going to intercede for the man of God. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the word that you have allowed this weapon of warfare that was set among us, oh God, to share and to strengthen us on today. God, we thank you, Lord God, for this word, God, that literally transformed our way of thinking as the kingdom-minded man. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that he gave us Romans. He gave us the book of Romans on today, Romans 12, which is one of my favorite scriptures. Father, that he got that in our hearing on today, and we thank you for it. God, we thank you, Lord God, that our minds are now transformed, but our minds are situated, our lives are now in a new place because of what you gave to the man of God on today, and that blessed and magnify and glorify your name for that in Jesus' mighty name. And God, we pray that everything that the enemy thought that he could use as a weapon against the man of God, God, we speak against that thing now. We call that thing to fall to the ground, and it shall not, will not, and cannot prosper. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, 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 amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor Scott. That was an amazing, amazing, amazing word. I'm going to call him later on today, and I'm letting him know I'm going to steal that. I'm going to put my little spin on it. I'm going to tweak it just a little bit. But the title, I'm going to give it. I'm going to tell y'all now. I got some Pastor Scott spoke on here with us. I'm going to tell Pastor Scott I'm stealing that, and I'm gonna tweak it, and I'm gonna put my spin on it. And this is what I'm on. I refuse to compromise my peace. Yeah. I'm going to use that because, listen, let me explain something to you. Those of you who do not know, this is men's mental health month. This month of May is men's mental health month. Let me help you real quick. What Pastor Scott shared with us this morning is basically, he said, don't let people come in and disturb your peace. Pastor Scott told y'all, he said, I'm going to cut to the field so we can get to the house. Watch this here. Let me show you something. There are some things that we have to realize as men. Women, this is no shame against y'all. All our sisters that are listening, love you, appreciate you, we thank you, but this is not toward you. This ain't even about you, but this is about being in a healthy mind space. Watch this. The Bible says it like this. He said that he would, a man would rather dwell in the corner of the house, the rooftop. He said the corner of the rooftop of his own house than to be with a cantankerous woman. Let me help you real quick. That's not on you. That's not about you. But that's to give men an understanding. Sometimes, man, we just got to separate ourselves from folk. Listen. Separate ourselves from folk, that includes family and friends. We just got to separate ourselves from them and get our own level of peace. Why here? Why would I experience this thing unnecessarily? Why would I go through a place? Come here, let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. Why would I allow myself to be all jacked up, tore up, messed up behind a place? That you yourself have walked away from. Let me give you some strength today. You got folk that have literally walked away from the situation, and you're still struggling with it. Come here, come here, come in a little closer to the fire. You still dealing with it, and they went on. Some of them, watch this. A preacher told her Sunday. She said this. She said they done died, and you still struggling. Come here. You quit struggling with dead folks' stuff. Right through here. Struggling with dead folks stuff. That's the issue. That's the problem that we got struggling with dead folks stuff. But we learn, geez, you working today. Listen, if you learn how to stop struggling with dead folks stuff, you can leave. Oh, then I just bless about 5 or 6 of y'all just now. Watch this. If you learn how to walk away from some folks, if you learn how to leave, Jasmine, give me, if you learn see some ninjas right where they at. If you learn how to walk away from some jokers and be at peace within your peace, that the peace of God, oh Lord, that passes all understanding, guards your heart and your mind. I promise you, my friend. I promise you, my brother. I promise you, my sister. You will see the betterness, not only of you, but you see the betterness of your life and what. Somebody else, because you literally learn. Come here. You literally learn how to walk away from some jokes. Let me show you my peace. My peace is this: if I cannot agree with you, I'm going to agree to disagree with you so I can be happy. My happiness is going to be with the disagreeing that we cannot agree together, and I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to come here. I ain't going to hold no grudge. I ain't going to be frustrated. I ain't going to be angry. I ain't going to be all tore up on the floor. As a matter of fact, truth be told, baby, let me help you real quick. Let me give you something to work with. Truth be told, I'm going to walk away with a smile on my face and know that in my walking away, I got peace. I'm gaining peace in my, come here, let me help you. And peace in this, and I won't play with the peace of Let me give you this. Pastor Scott has already messed me up. Let me give you this. You have to learn how to be at peace, even though other people want to be the one to cause it. That's gonna bless your whole rest of the week. Let people that likes to start confusion and mess, let them do it, and you be at peace in your peaceful place. Y'all need Bible? Let me help you. It was a storm out. on the ocean. And Jesus was asleep on the ship. He was, as a matter of fact, Jesus was asleep on the pillow in the hidden part of the ship. Not only was he asleep in the hidden part of the ship, what messed me up with this, the fact that Jesus was asleep and they were all in a uproar when the storm was raging. And they came down with the confusion and said, do you not care if we die? Now, what messed with me was this factor. Watch this factor. Watch this. Watch this kingdom mindset. Watch the factor. Not only is your answer on the ship, but the Creator's Son that created the wind, the water, and the wood to make the ship is on there. He's on the ship. If he's at peace, why are you tripping? The Lord has already made him a promise that he ain't gonna die. The Lord has already made a promise that he's gonna overcome this thing. But watch the ship. We got to learn how to stand in the fact that if God had already spoken once, come here, let me help you. Sit back, and I'm gonna be the one to sit up there and say, you know what? I can't throw in the towel right now. I know it's difficult. I know it's complex. I know that the tears are real. Come here, let me reassure you. Let me reassure you in some things. Let me reassure you in some things. The fact of the matter is this: that even though it may not make sense to you now, the old church used to say it like this: you'll understand it better by and by. Trust in the fact that you have God on your side. You may not understand, but understand at the end of that storm. Watch this. Let me bless you. It may not even be in the answer in the way that you thought it should come. So, I'm finna mess some people up. Lord, you got me on this rock patch cloud early this morning. Watch it. Sometimes the answer that God give us is separation. See, because he understands that they are not ready for peace yet. So he sends them on their way. So you, my brother, my sister, my friend of me, my homie and my homie, so you can live in peace. Now, I'm going to mess with you real bad. I'm going to make some grown people mad, but hey, it is what it is. This is my show. This is my man of money. This is the show that the Lord gave to me. So, listen, look. If I offend you, hey, listen. Some folk God separated you from, but because you're so hard-headed, you want to stay there because you want to be in the limelight. Hello, lights and walls. Listen, some exposure ain't good exposure. Can I just be honest with you? Sir, please, yeah. Some exposure ain't good exposure. This is the chief apostle talking, y'all. So y'all just sit. And if y'all, hey, listen, if y'all want to hear it. If you don't, you don't. Listen, some exposure ain't good exposure. Sometimes, man, you got to get from around people that got, let me show you something. Let me get from around people who got a reputation that don't sound reputational. Yeah, I just made that word up. You got to get from around people who got a reputation that don't sound reputational. And in other words, it don't represent God. It's not a reputational reputation. It don't fit the characteristics of God. Sometimes you just got, whoa. God, you just messing these people up. Sometimes you got to learn how to walk away from folks. Even though they sound, God help me, even though they sound good, they but their integrity level is so bad. You can't count on them for nothing. You listen, you're more accountable than they in a house with you, that blessed about another 15 of y'all for the rest of the week. Put that in your pocket and keep on going. Hey, watch out. Let me give you this. Start checking the people that's sitting around you. Start checking the people that's sitting around you. Because if you're not careful, my brothers and my sisters, you'll mess around there and you'll be, ooh-wee, man. You'll mess around there and you'll be stuck in that thing and thinking that everything is all right. But in actuality, you missed the mark. Come here, let me help you. Mess around there and miss the mark because you think you're Christ's here. You think you're supposed to be standing in the right spot. And it sounds good. And it looks good. And it feels good. But watch this. Is it really working for you? God, okay, so y'all need scripture. That is expedient is not always lawful. Can I flip it? That is lawful is not always expedient. Sometimes you have to be in the letter of the law in order for you to understand that this thing works for your good, but you gotta learn how to walk away so you don't make no mistakes. Come here. So you don't make no mistakes, so you don't fall in no places that you don't belong in. Mm-hmm. So whew, God help me. Kingdom-minded man. Listen to me. Kingdom-minded man. Hear me well. Hear me well, kingdom-minded man. Let me give you what you need. This is what you need for the week. This is what you need for the week. As a kingdom-minded man, don't allow yourself to be compromised simply because there are others that do not want to follow what you're doing. And you do it whether it's popular or unpopular. My bishop used to tell us this all the time. Bishop Bobby Fisher used to tell us this all the time. He said this. He said, your company that you keep is a reflection of who they see you as. I'm going to set that in your lap. I'm going to let you deal with that the way you want to. I'm going to let you process that the way you want to. And hurt people. So you got to be careful who you have in your company. That includes family. Listen. Let me give you something real good. That includes family. This does not exclude them. This don't put them on front street. This don't put them in no place to where you're talking about them. But you have to be careful who you associate yourself with. This is a worldly term. It's not Bible, but it's biblically based. I'm going to say that again because that helps somebody. It's not Bible, but it's biblically based. Association brings about a simulation. It's not Bible, but watch this here. It's biblically sound. Association brings about simulation. Okay, so let me help you. How can two walk together except they agree? Be not unequally yoked. How can the blind lead the blind lest they both fall into the ditch? You need Bible, so I have to give you Bible. Association brings about a simulation. It's not Bible, but it's biblically sound. Kingdom man. Kingdom-minded man. Kingdom-minded people. Kingdom-minded woman. Kingdom-minded son. Kingdom-minded daughter. Kingdom-minded church. Kingdom-minded community kingdom. Listen, if we learn how to inject and infect, God, help me right through here, learn how to inject and effect the kingdom into the community, into the churches, it's right what God would do. When you learn how to operate kingdomly, you will see kingdom things prosper. But my question to you is, are you willing to let go of the world? How can you serve two masters? Can you serve man and God? That's Bible. Kingdom, oh God, I'm going to get in trouble. Kingdom folk don't have two masters. I have to be a lover of God first, and then be a lover of my family, my wife, my children, my sons, my daughters. I have to love God first in order for me to be able to love them. So if I learn not to make them my God, come and cheer, kingdom people. If I learn how to love the kingdom of God first, if I love kingdom things, God will produce kingdom authority in me. And when I have kingdom authority in me, I can be able to speak to a place and cause a shift to take place. Why? Because I'm a kingdom-minded citizen. The kingdom shifts in me. The kingdom transforms in me. Watch this. The kingdom is established in me. And now we can be kingdom together. We can be kingdom together. We can be kingdom together. Listen. I don't wanna prolong the time. But I wanted to make sure that I extend to those that are under the sign of my voice. There's someone right now. You it's necessary for you to become a kingdom citizen. It's necessary for you to become a kingdom. Watch this here. It's necessary for you to become a kingdom citizen. Your life depends on your kingdom citizenship. I want to extend to you an opportunity to become a kingdom citizen. Simple, it's not complex, it's not difficult at all. It's not even, you don't have to make a reservation. You don't have to pay no price. You don't have to do a 3-night stay at a hotel. You don't have to do no paperwork. You ain't got to write up no contract and all this other stuff. It's a very simple agreement between you and the Father. Simple, it's not complex. And in that agreement, what you do is you tell God, yes. And with Jesus, thank you, Father, you tell God yes. And when you tell God yes, not only do you transform the way you think and the way you see things, you transform your placement that you are now, and God shifts you into your new position and in your new place in the kingdom. Very simple. It's not complex. It's not difficult. It's not a long process at all. In Romans 10 and 9, it simply says that if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Now, we're going to do what we call here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, the Overcomer Scripture, which we just shared with you, and the Overcomer's Prayer. Now, this Overcomer's Prayer is what the church would call as the Sinner's Prayer. I purposely revamped this for the broadcast simply because I understand that we all sin and saved by grace, but I had this revelation, if you would, that yes, we are all sinners, but if we walk in Christ, we're now an overcomer. So the thing that conquered you in your past now becomes your past. The thing that that's comforting you in your future becomes your past. And the thing that is in your past no longer has a foothold on you. Now you're delivered and set free. Now the place, come here, let me get this. The place where the enemy had a foothold and had you in a place of struggle, you're now set free. You're now, oh God help me, you're now delivered. So now I want to share with you the overcomer's prayer. The overcomer's prayer. And we shared the overcomer scripture with the overcomer's prayer. I'm going to reintroduce that scripture again. And when we introduce that scripture again, there are those that are under the sound of my voice. You may not be able to physically tell me. You may not be able to physically say that, thank you, Apostle Douglas, I'm free. I'm thank you, Chief. I'm free. I've been set free. I've been delivered. I'm sent in a place to where I live, and I'm chasing after Christ now. I want to share this passage of scripture. I want to share this prayer with you. And when I introduce that passage of scripture again, I just want you to say, here I am, Lord. Use me. Here I am, Lord. Use me. Simple, not complex, not difficult at all. Kingdom citizenship is yours. Kingdom citizenship is yours. Kingdom citizenship is yours. I'm going to say that again. Kingdom citizenship is yours. Only thing you have to do is receive. So here we are. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voice. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, that they have made the decision, Father, to turn, do a 180, not a 360. Father, to do a 360, you're right back where you started from. God, thank you for letting them do a 180. God, turning from, God, the ways of the world. And they left this, God, and they're now, their minds are now transformed by the renewing of their minds. Their minds are now transformed by the renewing of their minds, oh God. God, they are now in a place where they see, God, the errors of their ways. They may not be perfect, oh God. God, this prayer does not ensure perfection, but it ensures relationship. Hallelujah. It ensures relationship, and in a relationship with you, God, we thank you, oh God, that they made relationship with you. God, that they are now, Lord God, God, they're imperfect in their place, God, but they're striving to become what you would desire for them to come. So, Lord, we thank you now, God, God, that they are coming over into that place where they are surrendering and giving their lives to Christ. Even now as we speak, God, we thank you, Lord, that Romans 10 and 9, here's your moment, Romans 10 and 9 that says, God, that they confess with their mouth and they believe in their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, and they are now saved. They are now, God, they are now in the safety of your care. They are now safe, oh God, in your presence. They are now safe in your relationship in you, oh God. So we give your name glory. We give your name honor. We give your name dominion. We give your name power. And we say, Father, have your own way. God, even now, God, bleed on them, God, the blood, God, that covers them, Lord. And let the devil know, God, God, that there's blood that covers them. Hallelujah. That seals them for the kingdom. And if you want to touch them, you got to go through the blood, God. And we thank you for the blood that you shed on Calvary. Because the blood that you shed on Calvary, God, gave us access, God, to who you are and who we are in you. So we thank you, oh God, for freedom in this thing. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, God, we say thank you and glory and amen, amen, and amen. Listen, those of you all that prayed that prayer, you gave your life to Christ, we want to give you three very important keys, these three very important keys, and they're very simple. They're not complex. They're not difficult. We want you to do something with yourself. Now that you have given yourself to Christ, we want you to make sure that we give you some keys that, like I said, you don't get caught up in this thing again. Number one, get you a really good Bible. First off, I want you to get your Bible. Get you the one with the red light in it. Why that? Because that's why you know Jesus was talking. That's one of them real good ones that, you know, you can get your King James Version. You can get your New Testament. You can get, make sure they got the red light in there so you can read and see that Jesus is talking to you. These are promises of God. Make sure you stick with that. Now, watch this. The next thing I need you to do is get yourself into a church home. We are the pastors of the Abba House International. Myself and my wife, Apostle Kashima Douglas, I'm Chief Apostle Donnell Douglas. We are the pastors of the Abba House. We're at 6705 Hyde Street. That's in the Houston, Texas area of Houston, those of you all that are listening in from Houston, Texas, listen, you can come by and experience the Outer House experience. Come on over. We have our services at 11:30 every Sunday morning. We have also follow us. If you follow us on Facebook, you can join in and chime in on our Thursday night Bible study where we express the Word of God. We do it a little bit different. Listen, we had a fantastic time this last past Thursday. So I want you guys to follow us on Facebook, and that is the Abba House International. You can go and find Abba House, and you can follow us on Facebook, and that will give you access to our Bible study and to our Sunday morning services that we do sometimes. We do via the Facebook as well. So please connect with us there. Also, make sure that that man or woman of God is preaching the word. That's the purpose of your Bible. Make sure that that man or woman of God is preaching the word and teaching the word. Because watch this, you can tell the difference between the two. You can tell the foolishness. You can tell the foolishness. Come here, let me help you from the real thing. It ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Listen, yeah, hear me good. Ain't nothing like the real thing. You need to know that God is doing a real thing. So use those tools. Get yourself a really good Bible. Make sure that you find your church home, and make sure that that man or woman of God is teaching and preaching the word of God. Amen? So we would like to make sure that you do that. Those of you all that would like to sow a seed on today, you can do so. We have three ways to do that. We have our Cash App, we have our Zelle, and we also have our PayPal. Now, listen, your seeds that you sow are seeds that we use to further the broadcast that we do. We also use those seeds to do outreach ministry. We're getting ready to embark this summer on a outreach to go into the downtown area, and we want to be able to provide them with toiletries. We want to be able to provide them with just more than just a meal. We want to provide them with hope. And with that being said, we're going to need your help. Be a partner in hope on today, and help us reach these those that are in our city of Houston, Texas, that are homeless. Some of them sleep under a bridge every night. You were comfortable enough to sleep in your bed on last night. Come here, let me help you. It may not have been the bed that you wanted. Your bed might got a sag in it. Your bed, come here, let me help you. Your bed might got that. You might be in the process of buying a new mattress because you got a lump in that mattress. You want to change it, but you had the opportunity to sleep in your mattress. Watch me. You woke up this morning and went into your kitchen and grabbed you a glass of water, a glass of coffee, a cup of coffee, a glass of orange juice, and some Gatorade or whatever you want. You fix you a not hot meal or a nice cold bowl of cereal. But watch this. When these people are sleeping under a bridge, and we want to be there and let them know that this is not your end place. We want to be able to help them and guide them and let them know that even though you may be here, God is still in control. God is still in control. He is still able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So help us be a partner in hope and help us provide this broadcast. We are now in 29 countries. So this gospel of Jesus Christ that we do, we make sure that we share this gospel across the world with the people of God to make sure that this gospel goes out and it touches the minds and the hearts of those people. So please make a donation today. Those of you all that would like to sow a seed, make your seed sow payable to these one of three ways. First off, we have our Cash App, which is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. And then we also have our Zelle. Our Zelle number is 346-419-5960. Again, that's 346-419-5960 for the Zelle. And our PayPal is paypal.me/worldwideGC. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwideGC. Again, paypal.me/worldwideGC. You have our Zelle, 346-419-5960. And the Cash App is $ WGC 2020. Any way, any of those three ways, you are welcome to give, sow a seed. We're not asking for a dollar amount, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, whatever your heart is, whatever the Lord impresses on your heart to share. Please make sure that you share that and give that opportunity to share that on today with us, and we will be glad. We will be happy glad that you guys did so, and we can be able to go out and to bless and to change someone's life with that opportunity to what you sowed into us, that we're able to go and do the work that the Lord has commissioned for us to do. And we thank God for this opportunity to share with you guys on today. Now, listen, this broadcast is about to end, but we want to make sure also that we provide you guys with one of our sponsors. Those of you all that have businesses and you want to be sponsored here on the Worldwide Gospel, be a sponsor here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, please do so by contacting us through our Facebook page. You can go to the Facebook page of the Worldwide Gospel Connection and inbox us there. You can also inbox the Abba House page as well. You can go in to do the messenger and go from there and do that. And you can also make sure that you do that and pin that in for us. Let us know that you guys want to be a sponsor. Now, the sponsor that we have with us is none other than Cora Gifted Gift Bath Bombs and Body Scrubs. Listen, brothers, let me explain something to you. This is my wife's business that she has started. Fantastic business. Listen, I'm a shower guy. I love a good shower. She messed around in her cellars and she made some for the brothers. She got a bunch of good smells for the women, but Doc, she made one for the brothers. Listen, I'm telling you now, if you mess around there and put some of that on before you go to work, you might be taking a nap. Man, that stuff, man, I don't know what she got in it. But it is amazing. You guys can get with her. You can go to Cora-gifted-gifts.set.square. Again, that's Cora-gifted-gifts.square. And you can go there and you can get in contact with her, and she will be able to get in contact with you. And whatever you guys need, I know that some of us miss our Mother's Day opportunities. You guys can go there and do that. And it's Cora-gifted-gifts.square.set. And you can go again and you can connect with her there, and she will make sure that that order gets sent out to you. Now, also, listen, those of you all that are under the sound of our voice, we will be doing a fish fry this coming Friday at the church at 6705 Hyde Street. Please DM us on the Facebook page, on the Abba House Facebook page. You can go to our personal page, go to Donnell Douglas Sr. You can go there, or you can go to Pashima Douglas. You can go there, and you can DM us. It'll behoove you to put your order in as a pre-order, ladies and gentlemen. Put your pre-order in, because we got pre-orders all over the place right now. So it'll behoove you to put your pre-orders in. That way you don't miss it. And then the plates are $15. To go in head on and go to, you can go to your Cash App or your Zelle, and you can send that to the Abba House and to the Zelle number that I gave you guys. I'll give that Zelle number out again as 346-419-5960. You can Zelle us there, and you can do the Abba House, which is $ the Abba House for the Cash App. That's $ D-A-B-B-A-H-O-U-S-E, the Abba House for the Cash App. You can go there, and this is for the furtherment of what we do at the Abba House International. So those of you all that would like to share, maybe you don't like fish, you just want to make a donation, you can do that as well. You can donate to that as well. But we would love to have you guys come by and pick up your order. Now, we will do a delivery, but listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, we have to have more than one or two to do a delivery. If you can get at least 8 to 10 orders, we got you. 8 to 10 orders, we got you. We will be glad to deliver it to your job, to your business, wherever it is that you guys are getting those orders from. We'll be glad to bring those by. So we thank you guys for tuning in and listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We have a lot going on. We're getting ready to introduce some more programs into the Worldwide Gospel Connection because we want to be accessible to the, more accessible to the people. So please make sure that you look and be watching. Follow us on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. Follow us on Facebook. That way you can have that opportunity to share in the Abba House experience. We're more than just a church. We're more than just a church. We're a house. Our motto at the Abba House is there is room at the house. So please make sure that you follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. We're on Instagram as well. So connect with us there. So we thank you for this opportunity to share in this time with you. So we look forward to you guys continuing to support and be a part of what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you. We appreciate you. And thank you guys so much for your continued support with us. And we love you. We appreciate you. Listen, guys, remember that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is just trust in him and let him do what he does best. And that is be God and be God all by himself. God bless you. You guys have an amazing day.
some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Have you been good? To me, more than this whole world, you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight into day, so I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood,